Good morning. You have joined the Master's Call, and my name is Benita. I want to go ahead and welcome you to the Master's Call. There is some background. Okay. Well, the Master's Call was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Those are our two co-founders, and also it was it stands on the scripture 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We have a busy program this morning, and because of that, we are just going to move right forward and have our opening prayer by one of our sisters, Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Benita?
I can, sis.
Amen. Let us go in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Labor Day Monday. We thank you, Father God, that this is the final day of our TRIT. The final day together, Lord, but a new beginning, a new season, Father God. And we thank you right now. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would clear the airways right now, that this line will be clear, unhindered, uncontaminated right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, for we are more than conquerors, O God. We thank you, Father God, for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We pray that you would continue to give them increased wisdom, knowledge, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For every listener that has called into this line, that has been a part of this 90-day transformation trip, O God, continue to do greater things in their lives, Father God. Continue to do the exceeding abundant blessing upon them. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for Artists International, for every distributor, Father, past, present, and future. We pray that you would continue to do great things, Father God, as we go to close the month of August out and begin the month of September, Father God. Father God, deliver us right now. Allow our ears to be open that we will receive what you would have for us to receive this day, Father God. For you are our all. You are our strength. You are our refuge. You are our shepherd. You are our hope. You are our joy. And Father God, you are our all in all. And we bless you, we praise you, and we honor you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for clearing the airways for us. And as I said, this is a packed. We have a lot of information for you today. So I am going to immediately now turn this call over to an awesome woman, our co-founder, Dr. PK. Are you there?
I am here, Ms. Benita. God bless you this morning. Tammy, is something
a little
going
louder,
on?
Dr. PK. A little louder, Tammy. A little louder.
Okay. Tammy, are you there?
Yes. Can you speak a little louder?
It is something going on.
There's an interference on the line, Tammy.
Yeah. I don't know if it's me or I don't know what it is, but it just
It's not you, but I can see your mic. If you can just speak up a little bit louder, it can catch you a little bit better. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No. It's something going on with the line. It's terrible.
Dr. PK is going to call back into the line. We just bless the Lord this morning, and we say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, as Minister Tiffany has already said. We declare that this airway is free and it is unhindered. We shall receive these testimonies. We know that the Lord is in control, and we stand in agreement this morning that all is well. And we bless each and every one of you, and thank you as we prepare to hear the testimonies that will come forth regarding the trip, as we have Dr. PK back on the line. Dr. PK, go ahead.
Okay, I just hear a real a lot of noise in the background for some reason this morning.
I can hear
I just
you a lot
can't.
Better, you're better. Your mic is picking up a lot better now. Go ahead, Dr. PK.
I can hear. I mean, you may can hear me, but I need to know. Okay, let's see what we're going to do here, because this is not doing good. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you now thanking you for this day. And whatever this is that's causing this problem in my ear and on this line, I come against it now. The blood of Jesus is against it right now. Clear this line, Lord, and clear up this background noise. Whatever it is, I ask that you clear it now in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that you are an all-powerful God, and there is nothing too hard for you to do. And so we just thank you, and we just give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. We bless your name. Amen. Thank you, God. Tammy, I want you to turn the board off, and let me see if that's going to help me, help this line. Because it's really, really bad. And I know if it's, I don't know if anybody else. Open the line up. That's what I want you to do. Okay. Tammy, can you hear me?
We can hear you out here, Dr. PK. This is Marie Preston. We hear you real clear.
You hear me real clear? Okay.
Yeah,
Dr.
we can
PK,
hear you.
You're real clear.
Okay.
We
now,
can hear you, Dr. PK.
Now everything is clear right now.
Everything is clear. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes,
everything.
Amen.
Everything
amen.
Is clear right now.
Amen.
Okay, we are going to use the Q&A this morning, but before we do, what we are going to do, what I'm going to do is to stop and acknowledge the fact that we are celebrating Labor Day. And I say to you, happy Labor Day to all of you. Because
thank
if
you.
One
thank
thing that we as black people know, we know what it means to labor. And if there's one thing that we as women who have had babies know, we really know what it means to labor. And so we are going to put the call into Q&A because God has given me something to do, being that we not only are celebrating Labor Day, we are also acknowledging our my dear sister and co-founder of this call, Dr. Vanessa and her family this morning. For those of you who don't know, Papa Weatherspoon went on to be with the Lord when did that fly in here?
Saturday.
On Saturday. Okay. So if we could just put everybody on mute right now for a moment. And I want every... It is something wrong with that board this morning. Tammy, put everybody on mute except me, and let me see if that's going to do. But what I want to do is read this scripture. And the scripture comes to us from over in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter and the 29th verse. But If from hence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul, seeking the Lord really involves labor until you understand and hear and know his voice. The Bible says, seek me with your whole heart, with your whole being. I desire to be found by you, said the Lord, and I orchestrate the events of your life with that purpose in mind. When things go well and you are blessed, you can feel me smiling on you. When you encounter rough patches along your life journey, trust that my light is still shining upon you. My reasons for allowing these adversities may be shrouded in mystery, but my continual presence with you is an absolute promise. So seek me in good times and seek me in hard times. You will find me watching over you all the time. Unmute the phone, Tammy. Okay. At this time, I would like for us to take a moment of silence as we remember the life of Papa Weatherspoon through the eyes of Dr. Vanessa, because one thing that I do know is he was a man who absolutely loved children. He taught his prayer view, and for many years, I want to say for 50, but I know he was around that campus until he died, because he absolutely loved that campus and he loved children. And he poured so much into others' lives. So just for a moment, if we can pause and just give a moment of silence in reverence to that great life and the legacy that he has left behind through so many, many people.
The name of Father God right now.
Give us peace and love and
life. And enjoy and remember the good days of our Father. In the name of Jesus.
God, we thank you. Amen. The other thing that we are celebrating today is the fact that we have completed this 90-day trip. And as Benita has started off, and I thank God for she and Tiffany this morning as they opened up the call, she was asking for people to really talk to us and share with us some of the great accomplishments that they have made doing this 90-day transformation trip. And because this trip is concluding today, we want to take today to allow you some time to do that, and then I'm going to come back with another word. So we are going to, over these 90 days that we have been on this trip, we want to know, we want to give you an opportunity to share with us some of the things that you have experienced. This I don't know if you guys can hear the interference, but it is absolutely ragging me. But we are going to press on through, and we are going to go into the Q&A. And whoever's in the Q&A section, we're going to ask that you come on to the front of the line and just share what this 90-day trip has meant to you. And I want to start this morning with, is Ms. Jackie on the phone this morning?
Yes, I am, Pastor PK. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. If you could share what the 90-day trip has meant to you.
Several things that there's seven things that I ask God to do.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Come on.
Okay. One of the things that I asked God for was to help me to understand his word a lot more and strengthen me physically, spiritually. And God has done just that. And I ask him to help our family and reunite our family. And as we are experiencing right now some of the remnants of Isaac that started here on Saturday, and we've had somewhat of a constant rain since Saturday. On Saturday, we had a celebration of Labor Day here at my home with my family. And, you know, I praise God because it was such a joyous celebration. We had all the little children. Everyone was here. There was only one or two members of our family that was not here. And, you know, I just praise and thank God because not only was it a celebration of labor, and we were all, everyone in my home was a member of a labor union, so that meant a lot to us. But what it meant more, we were able to sit around the table. Normally we just eat and we split up in our different groups and go different ways, but we were able to sit down and having the matriarch here at our family, my father sitting at the head. And we just spoke on the goodness of God and spoke of the scriptures. And it was just a joyous celebration. God was in our house. And, you know, there my daughter was talking about, she said, you know, Mom, she said, I really need some place to move to because my home is just not big enough. My family has grown. The children are gotten bigger. And the house is just too small. And as we were sitting there, we realized that there was a home here in my neighborhood that was about to be opened up for rental. The very next day, we held hands, we spoke on it, we touched and agreed, and the very next day, the owners came in and gave that house to my daughter. And it has five bedrooms in it, and that's just what she needed for her children, you know. So I just thank God that He is opening up my knowledge. I know that there's more that he wants me to do. I can feel it in my belly. But things are just transforming in my body now, and he is opening up my knowledge. He's helping me to understand. I can't explain this, how it's down on the inside of me, but believe me, this call and the prayer, the teachings of the prayer with Sister Robin has really, really, really helped me in my life. All of you have inspired me, Sister Tammy, the sister in New Jersey. I'm sorry I can't call your name right now, but you all have been a blessing to me. And I just thank God for you. I thank God that he is answering all seven of the reasons that I put down on that paper. I just thank you. I don't want to continue to take up more time. I just want to let you know that God is transforming me. Really transforming me. He's making me to step out more and be more of a minister in the marketplace where I had been shying away from that. He's given me confidence back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to go and just praise God. I mean, it's just so much of what God is doing. He's just so transpiring here in our life and our family. So I thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, I just thank God for you. I thank God for you and for what he has done for you. You said a couple of things Tammy, let's see what we can do here. We had a real clear point here earlier on in the call. Let's see what would happen if we just put everything on mute, and as people want to come in, we just star six them. Mute yourself out, mute everybody out except me talking, and let me see if that's going to make a difference right now with the with what I'm hearing in the background. You all say you all can hear me, but I have a ringing in my ear that is just really, really, really bothering.
Dr. PK, when I put it on the, when I, if I take it off of lecture mode, that I mute everybody, but that makes the line clear. So I can singly mute them if you want me to do that, and they can.
I just want to see if that's going to do anything. Let's just see it, and then I'll come back. I'll let you know if it all goes away.
This is everybody. Right now, everybody is muted except you and me, but it's off of the lecture mode. When I put it in lecture mode, that mutes everyone, and then that's when the noise comes back on the line.
Okay, mute your line. Let me see if that's going to help. Just mute it Just mute it, and let me see what that's going to do. You start to expect, you can see yourself.
Okay, I'm going to put us back in mute, into mute mode. That mutes everybody.
Mute you.
Okay.
I want to say that this trip for transformation, restoration, information, and preparation has been so important for me. The past 2 weeks that I've been on, the messages have been very, very powerful. I thank God for Pastor Everett Thomas and the message that he gave. The blessing is in the present. When I was trying to decide whether to come here to Houston or not, I really, really recognized how the blessing really is in the pressing, and I'm supposed to be here. Okay. At this time, I'm going to ask that Marie Preston come to the front of the line. And this time, when you come to the front of the line, I'm going to mute myself out and see if that's going to help at all. Share what this 90-day trip has meant to you. Okay.
Am I unmuted?
Yes, yes, you're on.
Oh, good morning out there, Ambassador Dr. P.K. Robbins and my artist family. I am excited this morning that I woke up this morning on top of the ground, and the ground wasn't on top of me. I had a homegoing celebration for three people this weekend, my aunt, my niece, and my councilman here. And God, he's such a good God, awesome God. We made it through that. And then I got a chance to visit with Dr. P.K. and some of her classmates yesterday at the hotel and fit them in some of them bras. And that was I enjoyed doing every bit of that. Thank you, Dr. PK, for introducing me to some of your friends there. But my transformation 90, I lost 17 pounds. And you talking about I already had a bunch of energy anyway, but it's just a shot through the roof now because I'm more conscious of what I'm eating. I'm more conscious of the, you know, the products. I take them all anyway, but I'm telling you, they will do exactly what they say they'll do. If you follow that Transform 90, you won't have no problem. You won't be hungry. You won't be eating a bunch of garbage that you don't need to be eating, and it really do cut your appetite, and the sweets, you don't really want them no more like that. So today, I know, is Labor Day weekend for us. My family, they'll be eating all them cakes and pies and watermelon, but I'll be eating a bunch of fruit and maybe a piece of chicken. But I love you guys. Y'all go out there and y'all have a good day. And I'm going to see you at 9 o'clock, Dr. PK. We'll be picking you up, me and Dorothy Cook.
Praise God. I thank God for that. I love and appreciate you, Platinum President Marie Preston, my dear sister. I'm just going to call you sister. Marie Preston, you know who you are in this business and everything. Let me see if I can, I'm getting messages on my phone, which I don't normally take from the pulpit, but they are saying that we, well, that's pretty star system there. Okay, let's take it off of lecture mode and let everybody start stick themselves in and see if that's going to help, because they are saying that they hear all the noise in the background as well. I've gotten a couple of more calls saying that they can do. So, Tammy, let's see if that's what we can do this morning to get the noise off the line. Let's one more time try it. Okay. I know for a fact that Marie is looking so much, much, much better. Her pants just sliding around on her. She is so excited, and she's looking absolutely gorgeous. And so we thank God that she took the transformation, the artist transformation trip, using the 90-day transformation program, as well as she has been on this call doing the 90-day, and with her having gone through so much this weekend, she has done absolutely phenomenal. Okay, at this time, I'm going to ask Ms. Willa to come to the front of the line. Are you there? Just start sit yourself and come in.
Minister Willa's not on the line, Dr. PK.
Okay.
Come on.
Let's,
all right.
Let's see. If you have Joni, would you come and share with us this morning your 90-day transformation experience? Star 6 and come on to the line.
Yeah. Okay. Don't mute yourself. You're already open, Joni.
My transformation, I got into it, but I didn't get into it because of the devil trying to deal with the illness. But I was just praying for my daughter that she really got focused with the Lord, and I can see that God is dealing with her. I can see a big transformation in her. She's 31, so I just want y'all to keep in prayer, but I see that God is dealing with her, and that's a big, big part in my life.
Well, I thank God for you. I thank God that you were able to absolutely go in the hospital, come out of the hospital, and you shared this morning that you had peace that you had not had before, and so I just thank God for that. Tiffany, if you could step to the front of the line and see if we can get some.
Dr. PK, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. I hear that noise over here, too, but it seemed to clear out when the line was just open with everyone. It wasn't in the Q&A or the lecture mode. When we just opened the line up, it cleared that noise out.
That's
so
it right there. It's all gone right now. Whatever just happened, it's all gone.
Amen.
Okay, let's go.
Amen. So praise God. I am so happy. For this transformation 90 trip,
Many things that we have prayed for, God has answered. And I'm not just talking about for me, but I'm talking about for each of you, because some of you had intentions to release. And I'm not saying lose weight, because, see, when we lose something, that means that we go about to try to find it and we get it back. See, I heard Marie Preston, Platinum President Marie Preston, come on the line this morning, and she said that 17 pounds have been taken away from her body, meaning that she released 17 pounds, because those 17 pounds that she released, they're not coming back. They're gone from today and forevermore. And she's going to continue to release. And some of you others out there have made a determination to release some things in your life, meaning that they are gone. So these 90 days, we have been releasing things. We have been releasing relationships that have been hindering us. We have been releasing people who have been hindering us. We have been releasing places that we've been going to. We have been releasing addictions that have been holding them. We have been releasing strongholds. We have been releasing things that we know that were not of God. See, that's what's been happening in this 90 days. And not only that, God has been transitioning some things around. You may look and say, you know what, the TMC call looks a little bit different now. Well, we were on a transformation trip. And see, it has nothing to do with what you think should be done, but it's all about what God has for you. See, sometimes you don't even know when the door has been opened for you because you're still stuck on you. But in the transformation trip, God has opened the door to new things for you. We ask for new things, now he's given them to you. So you need to walk into the blessings that God has given to you. So I thank God for the Transform 90 trip. And if you will just sit back and open your eyes and see, this is time for elevation, time for promotion, time for new business builders, time for new things. And so now it's time to walk in it. So God bless you. Back over to you, Dr. PK.
My goodness, I thank God for that. I thank God this morning for the testimonies, and being that this is Labor Day, I don't know what happened. It was clear up until that point. Just unmute everybody again because all the noise is gone when it's unmuted. And we are going to ask Minister Benita to come to the front of the line. I know that we are running out of time, but I've struggled with this noise this morning share because she had some challenges on the trip. We are going to ask her to come, and then we are going to ask our Minister Willa to come and give us her experiences. And if there is anyone who would like to share, we want to hear this morning. This is Labor Day, and I know that some of you are getting ready to go out and eat your barbecue and all of that. I want you to be sure that you're going to be having your cleanser when you do that today as well. But let's have Benita come to the front of the line.
Amen.
Benita? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Dr. PK, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Praise God. Praise God. It was clear, Tammy, when you just unmuted us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to move forward. Thank you, Dr. PK, for this platform. Yes, this 90 days that I started this journey, this trip, has transformed me, and God has moved me in different places. I lost two very close friends of mine within 4 days, and I know I'm feeling when Platinum President Marie Preston is going through this journey with the passing of family and friends. But I've come to a place right now, and I just thank the TMC family for being there for me. Thank you, Father, because I'm able to know right now that they were a gift for me. And what I walked away with, thank you, Jesus, is that, praise God, that he put them in my life, that they transformed me, because I've known these folks for at least 20 years, but through that journey, I was able to release them. And today, I am not the person that I was just 2 weeks ago. I am not the person that I was 2 days ago. I am not the person that I was just yesterday, because they enriched me. They were friends of mine, and they deserve the place that I know that they are right now, just at the hem on the right side of my Father. And I rejoice in their life, that they were here to just enrich me and to give to me. And I just thank them so much. I love the TMC family. Each and every one of you has touched my heart. I mean, from the listener to the prayer warriors. And I love, love, love you. This transformation has been something that I look forward to doing again. I'm ready for the new trend, the new 90-day. Amen. And I, too, have lost weight. I have released it. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that. I do not look to get it back. Amen. Thank you so much. And you go ahead, Minister Willa. I love, love, love you. Thank you for my card, sister. I appreciate each and every one of you. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Praise God. I thank God for you and that testimony this morning. And for this 90-day transformation for you. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks unto God of God, for his mercy endureth forever. On this Labor Day, you all, we want to give thanks and remember that God is the Lord of our lives, and he is merciful to us, in spite of what we think, even in the midst of the hard and difficult times. To him that by his wisdom made the heavens of his mercy, for his mercy endureth forever, do we give thanks. We are going to give thanks to him this morning because he stretches out his hands towards us and he blesses us in spite of. So today I want us to remember that as we are going through this day, that we are giving thanks to the Lord. And we're going to ask that our prayer general come forth. We thank God for her and for her just really working diligently on this call each and every day. Minister Robin, Sister Robin, are you there? If you could come forth at this time and tell us what the transformation trip meant for you. And if there's anybody else out there, raise your hand and Miss Tammy will pull you on in here this morning. I haven't heard any of the guys on. I don't know if Pastor Everett Thomas is on or if 510 Greg Cartwright is out there or anybody else, any of the guys, if so, I'd like to hear from them. So, Minister Robin, you're up. Would you come
okay.
and share with us?
Yes, Dr. PK, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good morning, everyone. And I just want to say my heart is just filled right now with so much joy. And joy sometimes doesn't mean just laughter. It could even be a time of weeping, but you're joyful. And the reason being, during this trip, one of the things that I had asked the Lord for was that he would meet each and every single one of your needs, and that I wanted to continue to be, for him to have me decrease and have him increase more. So when I get on this call and I hear how each one of you, you've grown in certain areas in your life, and things that you've been believing God for, they're coming to pass. And you know that you know that you know that your God has done it for you. Nobody else had to tell you that, but you know that. That has blessed me. And that's one of the things that has transformed me, because not only do I see it here on this call, but I see it more and more as I'm just walking as his epistle here on this earth. And when I pray for someone, to see that they know that God is doing it. Not me. God is doing it for them, and they're believing more and more in the Lord. So that's the biggest transformation for me that I've seen, and I know it's going to continue. And I love each one of you, and it's a blessing to be part of your family through the good times and the bad times, because we come out on top. We win. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Wow, wow, great. Thank you so very much for that. I tell you one thing, and I tell you this for sure. When we care about the needs of others, Elder Robin, I tell you, it is good. I heard someone say once, it is wonderful to hear, to see a flower grow. But it is even much more joyful to see a person grow. Mr. Charles Bibbs, are you out there? If you are, I would like to, and we would like to hear from you this morning. Yet, for those of you who are saying we are over time, for those of you who are out there, and Sam, we are over time. This is Labor Day. We are going to labor just a little bit longer on the phone this morning and giving thanks. I understand. We've had a little challenge this morning on the line, and so we are going to press forward. So, Mr. Biff, if you are out there, if you could just come to the front of the call and speak up, we'd appreciate it. If not, I want to say to all of you, the greatest transformation that I had during this time was I was able to actually take my grave clothes off. I was able to take off the sackcloth and ashes that I had sat in since the death of my husband. And I just thank God that it's time for me to dance again. It's time for me to really go forth and live. And I thank God for Marie Preston and Dorothy Cook coming over yesterday. And it is fun having showcases with a bunch of women and them just showing themselves off and with the new garments. It was just absolutely fantastic. It reminded me of my first love for the business. And so that is so meaningful. That was just so meaningful for me. Transformation for me is coming back on this call. I had been off the call for a year, but I knew I was bleeding because I was hurting. I didn't even get on the call to listen because my spirit was so prevailing, and I knew that it would absolutely, when you are the leader of something, it's just like this young man here who goes away. He pastors one of the largest churches here in Houston, but for 2 months out of every year, he takes his family away, and they don't call, they don't come, they don't do anything for a solid year. For a solid 2 months every year. My dear friend, Dr. J and Walter Henderson, they go away for a solid month every year, a solid month. So 2 months away from a ministry that is large, I knew it was time for me to go away. I was hurting too bad. I was bleeding all over the place. Everybody was so concerned about me. So my transformation, I was able to release and see that things can go on without me. I don't need, and I found other places for my spiritual growth. And I thank you guys for giving me that freedom to do that and for me to receive cards from you and calls from you every now and then. And God didn't let me know that it's okay. And so for me to come back I'm coming back listening to what it is that God would have me to bring back to the call, because God is a creative God, and he's always doing something new in our lives if we will allow him to. And as Isaiah said over in 43:18, I want to do something new in your life. So as we prepare to begin another 90-day journey, and we are going to begin it just like we did before, a month after artists began theirs. Artists did theirs, started theirs September 1st down in Miami. We're going to begin our next 90-day journey in October, October 1st, which will give all of us an opportunity to start thinking about how we want to pack for this journey, for this trip. And so we're going to begin another trip, another 90-day transformation trip, October 1st. September is going to be absolutely wonderful. It's going to be creative. It's going to be just full of the exciting things that God is going to place on the table for you and for me. And I am excited about what he is going to do for us. We have some new and old voices that will be coming to the front of the line to share the word with us. We have a couple of men who have agreed to come and preach and to, you know, well, it, 10 minutes is what we really need. And it's an inspirational time. It's 30 minutes of inspiration is what we want to put out here for you. So we are very, very excited about that. And so at this time, Tammy, you've been working the mic this morning. We want to see if there's anybody else out there who looks like they may want to come to the front of the call. And if not, I'm going to ask that you just share yours, and we're going to pray and close out today.
Okay, thank you, Dr. PK. Everyone is open. All the mics are open. If you want to say something, you are open. You can just go ahead and speak one at a time.
Okay. Tammy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let us, if you could share with us, the most important thing that happened for you on the transformation night.
I'd be honest with you. Thank you, Dr. PK. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I praise God for each and every one of you and for you this morning, Dr. PK, and pressing forward.
I can hardly hear you, Tammy. I can hardly hear you.
I'm okay. I'll speak louder. I just want to say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share this morning and to work with the Master's Call. The biggest transformation that has occurred for me is just learning how not to look at my situation, not to look at my circumstances. God has just transformed me in that way to remove the unbelief and just to know that I can have faith in his word. His promises are true, and no matter what it looks like, I know that they're going to come through because he's not a man that he should lie. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what I see, no matter what I hear, I cannot give up. I'm determined to go forward to see the salvation of the Lord. I know that he fights my battles for me, and I didn't know that before, but I know that now. So this transformation, it's not about what I see with my eyes, but it's about what I believe. It's about the faith, to have faith and believe in God's promises, that his love is real, that his love is now, and his love is forever. And there's nothing that can separate me from that.
Amen. Okay, very good. LaShawn, did I hear you come on the phone? Are you on the line?
She's not on the line, Dr. PK.
Okay. All righty. Well, at this time, I want to say to you that I spoke with Dr. Vanessa, and we are going to be connecting. I'm going to go on and stay here in this Texas town for this week. Her father's funeral is going to be on Saturday, and it's going to be quite a celebration. And it's not going to be a funeral because I know my dear sister, Dr. Vanessa, is going to have a celebration. That's what it's going to be. And because Papa Weatherspoon was a man who celebrated. He loved the sports, the games, he enjoyed all of that. So for 88 years, it has been his heart and his life for his family and everybody to come together to celebrate. So I will be staying here for the rest of this week and Miss Marie Preston and Miss Dorothy Cook and I are going to get on the road and go and look on their faces today and then see what it is that we may need to do the rest of the week. For you, we are asking that you continue to pray for us. I will have for you tomorrow an address. I think that the address the addresses for everybody out there somewhere on the line, everybody's address, physical address as well as the email address, are they out there? I mean, I keep calling you Robin. Do we have addresses out there on that on the list?
Dr. PK, yes. We can get that to you. Tiffany has it. We'll make sure you get it, Dr. PK.
I don't need it. I need everybody else to have it just in case they want to send something, send a card, send something. I want everybody else to have it. So I want it so that we can put it on the line, put it out on the line so everybody can have it, the address to send whatever you want to send. I thought about that this weekend. Okay. We're going to close with this scripture that I just quote all the time anyway as we are closing out on Labor Day. In this here, this is just profound that we would close this thing out on Labor Day, this transformation. Behold and how good and how pleasant it is for us, all of us, to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that run down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his bum. I just see the oil of Papa Weatherspoon just flowing down on all of those children. And even me, who I've never met him, but just spoke to him on the phone, how you doing? A man of few words with me, but I just thank God because I could see him in his daughter and in others. So, and I talked to Mama Josie yesterday, and she was doing well, and that is really, really good. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we close this call today, we close this call thanking you for you are God, and we thank you and we praise you for each and every person on the line today who took time to start their day, this day of celebration with you, to start this day, God, acknowledging that you are God and above you there is not other. We thank you for the life of Papa Weatherspoon, and we thank you for the family. And we ask today that you will allow your peace to rest up on their hearts and upon their minds. Oh, God, you, God, we ask that you will help them to understand that he has really checked out of here and that he has left so very much behind. God, as we celebrate this day throughout the day, just remind us of who you are and how good you have been to us down through this 90-day trip. We love you, we thank you, and we give you the glory. We are just thanking you today, God, for all that you have done, are doing, and will do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I thank you all so much for just hanging on the line today and coming on the line on this Labor Day. I say happy Labor Day to you. God bless you. And we will be back on this line in the morning. Cedric and Martha Anderson also want you to know, Cedric Anderson and Martha Givens want you to know that they are going to be on their line this morning. If you get on their line as well. God bless you, and we'll talk with you later. Bye-bye.